Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. More with Polly Rulin of the Cattlemen's Beef Board for you in just a moment.
When it comes to protecting your diesel engines, we're with you. Less downtime and injector repairs? We're with you. Better fuel economy and power? We're with you there too. We're Cenex Premium Diesel Fuels, and whether you're running a fleet or a farm, you'll get unbeatable performance from our unique balance of 7 top-quality additives. Looking for quicker starts? Well, we're with you there too. So upgrade to Cenex Premium Diesel today. Cenex, our energy comes through. Cenex is a brand of CHS.
The 7451 Cattle Company presents its third annual Red Dirt Bull Sale, Friday, March 13th, high noon at the ranch near Marshall, Oklahoma. That's just north of the junction of Highways 74 and 51. Some 200-plus Red Dirt Bulls will be available. For sale information or a catalog, contact the sale manager, Matt Sims, at 405-641-6081 or go to the website www.mcsauction.com. That's 405-641-6081, www.mcsauction.com.
Talking with Polly Rulin, the Chief Executive Officer of the Cattlemen's Beef Board, one of the three key areas that the beef checkoff is to be invested into besides marketing and promotion is education. And that, according to Polly Rulin, is all about letting consumers know that we're doing a good job of producing beef.
Yeah, and what I like to call that on the education front is appropriate transparency. In other words, it starts with the science, and then it goes to the understanding of the consumer and what the consumer needs, and the education is pushing out that information in a transparent, appropriate kind of way. And so you're right, that all of our platforms are very intertwined and depend on one another to operate efficiently, and education is no different than the rest.
Seems like, of course, we've had lots of talks, and I know that you've been monitoring the Beef Checkoff Working Group, what they've been doing, and how they're trying to come together. The need for resources is stronger than ever before, right?
Well, I'll tell you, since we started with the Beef Checkoff Program, inflation alone, 47 cents is what the dollar that we started with is worth, and that doesn't count the other things, like how much does something cost versus how much it costs then, how much the challenges have changed and grown in the last 30-ish years. So, yeah, I would say that if we had more resources, we could do some pretty amazing things with those resources from our checkoff investors. And what it comes down to, I guess, what cattlemen have to think about is how much money are you willing to invest in your marketing for your product? Sometimes I hear, you know, I don't want to give the checkoff any more money. And I think to myself, you mean you don't want to give yourself any more money? Because really what that does is put more money in your pocket eventually. So that's cattlemen need to think hard about that investment, I think.
You know, along those lines, you've got latest survey on the acceptance of the checkoff, the perception of the checkoff by producers. Very, very strong numbers again.
Very strong numbers. As a matter of fact, the folks who say they disapprove of the Beef Checkoff Program is at its lowest in history at 11%. We still have very strong support for the checkoff program. It's about the same as it was last survey. We've dropped a couple of points within statistical significance margins, so about the same, and that's the strongest it's been in 21 years. So I like to think that discussions about the checkoff program have actually made people think about how important and valuable it is to them, and that shows in our approval rating.
One last question as far as looking forward. I know you're always doing some strategic thinking and planning, and your officers are, and your board, and you've got committees, I know, doing these things. What is out there that you're trying to move toward with the checkoff and with this whole program of trying to get consumers buying more beef, using the product, and enjoying it?
I think probably primarily is the fact that 95% of the world's population lives outside of our borders. And so we're thinking very strongly about how we engage the rest of the world to understand the quality and other product attributes of U.S. beef versus beef from other countries. That's aggressively pursuing global markets is very important. On the other hand, we do have other ways to engage domestic consumers more than once or twice a day. For example, we have new breakfast options for beef. Breakfast is kind of a new area for us, and we know that protein consumers are kind of riding high on protein right now. They want protein at every meal. So we are pursuing quite a number of breakfast options for beef that would allow us kind of that one more beef eating opportunity for our domestic consumers.
Chief Executive Officer of the Cattlemen's Beef Promotion Board, Polly Rulin. Of course, the return on investment for the checkoff remains very strong. The numbers from last summer showed for a dollar put in, the cattle producers getting $11.20 back for their cattle operation. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the Blackjack Farms 2015 Bull Sale coming Saturday, March 7th, 12 noon at the ranch near Seminole, Oklahoma. Blackjack and their sale guests, Pfeiffer Angus Farms and McFerrin Farms, will be selling over 80 Angus and Sim Angus bulls, all semen tested and fully guaranteed. For more information, call Keith and Janet Grissom, 405-382-7678, or Matt Sims at 405-641-6081. You can find a sale catalog online at mcsauction.com. Blackjack Farms Bull Sale, March 7th, Seminole, Oklahoma.
At your Beef Buzz, have a great day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.